You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Last week, but later learned she wasn't even in France at the time. Search crews say they've recovered one of the black boxes from AirAsia Flight 8501 and have located the other. The cockpit voice recorder has yet to be recovered. Brutal cold, snow, and rain won't let up on the country just yet. Two major weather systems are tracking across the upper 48 states, bringing snow, rain, and thunderstorms. Freezing rain will hammer a wide swath from the Midwest to the northern mid-Atlantic tonight. Further south in the Carolinas, rain and thunderstorms are in store. Wall Street will keep an eye on several key economic reports this week. Tuesday brings the Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover report for November, along with the federal budget deficit figures for December. This is USA Radio News.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper, see how much you could save.
The Senate's second-ranking Republican supports possible budget cuts, but is vowing not to put the country in any danger.
We are absolutely committed to the security of our homeland, and we'll do nothing on a bipartisan basis to erode those protections.
On CBS Face the Nation, Senator John Cornyn said Republican lawmakers are obligated to fight President Obama's executive action allowing 5 million illegal immigrants to stay in America. The Texas Republican dismissed suggestions that the standoff between both sides is an example of further congressional gridlock lawmakers promised to end.
I'm optimistic, and I believe that there is a commitment. I certainly will make that commitment that we are going to be productive.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn. A group of dedicated video gamers is giving a big boost to cancer research. Participants in the annual Awesome Games Done Quick Marathon raised over $1.4 million for the Prevent Cancer Foundation. Even though the official event ended Sunday, donations are still being accepted at the Games Done Quick website. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold.
Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
The question is posed, how do most small businesses feel about all the pressure for higher minimum wage laws and about new laws that already exist in cities like Seattle? The Small Business Success Study from The Hartford found something surprising.
What we found was 2/3 of small business owners are actually in favor of increasing the minimum wage. And of the 2/3 that are in favor, more than 80% of them are already paying their employees at or above minimum wage.
The Hartford Senior Vice President Kathy Ramage says the 1/3 of small business people opposing higher minimum wages appear to be either struggling or simply opposing mandates. The 72nd Annual Golden Globe Awards were presented Sunday night. Boyhood, the Grand Budapest Hotel, and several new TV shows were among the big winners. The event was hosted once again by Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. Boyhood director Richard Linklater dedicated the Best Director trophy to his parents as well as parents across the globe.
I just want to dedicate this to my parents and who gave so much love and support And I want to dedicate this to parents that are evolving everywhere and families that are just passing through this world and doing their best.
Hosts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler had comments on the threats against the Sony comedy The Interview.
The biggest story in Hollywood this year was when North Korea threatened an attack if Sony Pictures released The Interview, forcing us all to pretend we wanted to see it.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather here today at HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Raining right now, a slight drizzle actually outside. Looks to continue on through the afternoon, high in the upper 30s. Tonight, rain and maybe the snow mix, likely mainly before midnight. Otherwise, cloudy, low around 23. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high in the upper 20s. Clouding up on the overnight Tuesday, low down in the teens. Back to that cold weather again. Wednesday, slight chance of snow in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 31. Wednesday night, cloudy, low in the 20s. Sunny on Thursday, high near 34. Cloudy Thursday night, low in the 20s, and then sunny Friday, clear Friday. We'll see what happens this weekend. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Hey, welcome to the table here, Chef Bill at the table on Monday mornings, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. The chef here at Jake's locally. Get together to talk about food holidays, celebrations, or other topics that we come across during the week. I like this book that I have, Eat the Year. It tells you every day of the year there's something special to commemorate, celebrate, not just big, just, you know, random foods. This week, for example, well, today is National Curried Chicken Day, for whatever reason. So that's the day if you like curry. I remember doing one. There's a dish called Country Captain, American dish, with a little bit of the curry influence. It has tomatoes in it also. If you look up, see a recipe for that. You've got your curry flavorings, and you serve it with the garnishes. But if you want to have something that's not just a curry cream, which you mostly associate with curry, there's many, many curries out there, different flavors. Families I know, even in England, of course, the India was a colony, and people make their own curries, their own spice mixes that are passed on from generation to generation. So, but Curry Chicken Day today. And the 13th, Peach Melba Day. Nellie Melba was a opera singer and chef Escoffier made a dessert in her honor. Chefs often would do this to impress royalty or divas, if you will, of the day. Always inspired chefs to make a great dish and then name it after a famous lady. Or gentlemen also, but I think ladies got the nod more often than not. And the Peach Melba, of course, your poached peaches and a raspberry sauce and served over ice cream. Simplest version of it. I'm sure there's more exotic versions out there, but that's basically the combination. And also Melba toast. was named for Nellie Melville. The story goes, at breakfast, she wanted her toast very, very thin, so the chef took the regular toast, toasted it, and then sliced it through so it was half the thickness, and then toasted it again. And, of course, we see Melba toast now. Thin rounds are almost like a cracker. Very thin, fully toasted bread. So that's what came out of that. The 14th is Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. And of course, we go to the delis, get a huge hot pastrami. I know, Jakes, we've done a version of it before. It actually works out pretty well. If you have some, especially if you have some shreds or some little pieces left over, is do a hot pastrami cheesesteak. And for this, you have, of course, your nice roll, Italian roll or hoagie roll. And, of course, you want the Russian dressing on there. And what we'll do is, in the oven, we'll melt a little bit of the Swiss cheese, or even if you like it a little more buttery, you could use Munster cheese. Briefly melt the cheese on the roll. You could do it in an oven or in a toaster oven, I suppose. But we take the pastrami and kind of chop it up a little bit. If it's shaved really thin, you don't even have to do that. It'll break up anyway. And we have some sauté onions. Sauté the onions first, and then the pastrami, of course, is already cooked, so you heat that up with the onions and pack that into the cheesy Russian dressing bread. Fold that together and try that for a different version of a cheesesteak. And the 16th, we have Hot and Spicy Food Day, which chilies seem to be taking over a lot of our cuisine. Sriracha, chipotle, all these nice spicy mixtures. It seems Americans can't get enough. And the thing about hot food is the more you eat of it, the more you can handle. I remember when a jalapeno seemed hot to me, and now, you know, those eat those raw, no problem. But people are trying to push the limit on the heat. And it's all well and good as long as it's balanced off with usually a little sweet. And, of course, the thing that kills the heat, if you need to, is dairy. Don't drink water. That'll just spread the capsaicin around. The 17th, which will kind of lead us, kind of segue into topics for today, International Day of Italian Cuisine. So looked it up in a group of chefs. They're trying to codify the Italian cuisine, which the French did very, very well with the Escoffier. Got everything regimented, lined up, defining which dish had to have certain ingredients in it. And kind of the trouble with that is you could never waver. If you made a dish out of season, you may have to use something canned instead of fresh because it was what the garnish called for. Italian cuisine, a little more free-flowing, more individual. And of course, if you look at the way the countries broken up by mountains and villages, there's dishes that are similar that maybe call a different name in a different town, next town over, or the same name could be for a different dish, have a different meaning. And so this consortium started a few years ago to try to take classical Italian recipes and, you know, go through the history, how it evolved, because naturally a lot of things gets, you say, lost in translation. Well, as things are passed on from person to person, of course, they get changed. So this year's eggplant parmesan is the recipe they're going for. And again, they're not going for fancy, exotic things. Most Italian cooking is very, very simple, very spontaneous. It's more about using fresh ingredients and really changing them as little as possible. Some chefs try to complicate things, but when I practiced Italian cuisine and studied it, it was most of the dishes very, very simple. Just let the product stand through. So eggplant parmesan, and of course I went to the site, and most of us have eggplant that's breaded, meaning you've got flour, egg, and breadcrumbs, and then fry it, saute it. And it's all well and good. I'd kind of like eggplant like that, just in sticks as a fried eggplant, as eggplant fries. But for this dish, and I know we make a eggplant lasagna at Jake's for the Thanksgiving Day, something for the vegetarians on Thanksgiving Day. And I use the eggplant slices in place of noodles, so it ends up, it can actually be gluten-free if you just grill or sear the eggplant in oil. And with the Parmesan, very, very simple, slice the eggplant and flour it and sauté it. You're not breading it. You just want to sauté it. And you can peel the eggplant or not. You can cut it crosswise, lengthwise. Crosswise seems to work, although if you're making a rollatine, you'd do it lengthwise. But into the discs there. And you need a simple tomato sauce, just a little good plum tomatoes, a touch of onion, maybe a hint of garlic and basil, salt and pepper. Very simple, not a long cooked sauce. And then, of course, the mozzarella. If you can, get the Fior di Latte fresh mozzarella. Of course, you want to go all the way to the buffalo, the water buffalo mozzarella. Or, you know, if you want to use a little mixture of cheeses. No ricotta would really go in this. When I do the lasagna, I make a goat cheese and ricotta mixture with some other vegetables in it, so it kind of kicks it up. I don't call it eggplant Parmesan, but the Parmesan is layered with a little bit of sauce, cheese, and the eggplant. And make sure you start and end with sauce, and then, of course, on the top, a little Parmesan or grana, grana padano would be fine. And bake it just like a lasagna. It's good hot, good cold. Nice, simple dish to celebrate Italian cuisine. When we come back after the messages, of course, B is our letter this week to study or discuss food terminology and techniques. And the dish today was very traditional Italian dish. When we come back after the messages, Chef Bill's Table will delve further into it.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
All right, we're back at the table here. So, our B words. And there's several that we could think about as far as equipment or techniques. A Bain Marie, named after supposedly Moses' sister, or some people say it refers to Virgin Mary because of the gentleness of Bain Marie. Think of it as a double boiler. We use them in the restaurants to, it's a hot water bath, so we keep your soup hot or sauces, things like that. And you don't want the water boiling. You don't want too hot, and you'll see recipes that call for a double boiler. Sometimes when you're making a hollandaise sauce, and a gentle emulsion like that, or melting chocolate, or anything that requires gentle heat and not really direct heat, or to keep things warm, the Bain Marie is what you would use. Also, when you're baking custards, sometimes cheesecakes, some traditional pâté recipes are done like that, where you'll put a pan of water, hot water, in the oven. And the easiest way to do this, of course, is put the pan in first, and then with a pitcher, pour in some water. Put in the pan, the product that you're going to bake also, and you just fill it about halfway up the pan. What it does is provides moisture in the oven, and also, again, keeps that high heat from affecting the product. And again, usually products with eggs, where you don't want the eggs to curdle, or in the case of pâtés, sometimes there are eggs in the pâté also, but you don't want the meat to overcook. You want it to cook gently. So you bake in a Bain Marie. Brûlée. Another cooking term we've heard of, creme brulee. Brulee means burnt. And again, if you were making creme brulees, you would probably bake them in a Bain Marie because it is a custard. Brulee comes at the end. You get a what you call sanding sugar. It's a little coarser sugar. Some people use a turbinado. But after the custards have cooled, and this is the kind of the kicker, you have this, you sprinkle the sugar on top, and then with a blowtorch, another B word, which you can get for the kitchen, small ones. You don't have to use the plumber's torch, although they commercially would use the larger ones. But you can get a little torch. Some people put the brulee under the broiler, very hot broiler, just to brown the sugar. And what you want to do without burning it, you want to caramelize the sugar so it actually gets to that hard crack stage. And the true test of the creme brulee, of course, is when you tap the spoon on the sugar, you hear a little crackle. You want that crunch of sugar on top of the cool custard. So, what else are we doing with B? Now, today's recipe, of course, leading into Italian food, there's a term called butterfly. And if you see this on a menu somewhere, if something is butterflied or in a recipe, what do we mean by butterfly? It means to slice meat or fish or poultry open, so it's like opening an envelope. So instead of going all the way through, think of a, say you have a thick steak or pork chop or even a piece of chicken, veal, anything like that, and you want to make it thinner. Two ways to do it. You can butterfly it, which means take your knife parallel to the table and slice through it at the halfway point across and then not all the way to the end. So you're not making two individual slices. You're slicing very close to the end, and then you can open up the product and you have something, of course, twice as large and half as thick. There's another way some people will thin out chicken cutlets or whatever with the another B word. The Italian term was be the batti carne, the meat bat. And sometimes we see call it a meat tenderizer, meat pounder. Different shapes. Some look like a mallet. Some look like a just a handle with a little circle, usually metal, a little bit of weight to it. Sometimes there's little bumps on it, and that kind of breaks up fibers, helps to tenderize things. I like to use the flat side mostly. So you could make your product thinner either by pounding it with a batti carne or using your knife and butterfly. I like to butterfly, especially with very tender foods, because you don't want to turn it into mush. And if you whack it too hard with the meat pounder or the batti carne, sometimes you risk even breaking through it. So you have to be careful. Now, butterfly, you'll be in a restaurant and say you prefer your steak, especially if you're getting a thick steak, and you want it, say, medium well or well done. And the server may ask you, would you like that butterflied? And what that simply means is, again, so mainly so it doesn't take so long to cook, and also so the outside doesn't get a little too charred, especially in a steakhouse where they have those hot broilers. They'll slice the meat almost all the way through, often done with fillets or a thick sirloin. And so the meat will cook quickly to get to the temperature that you've desired without being too overcooked on the outside, especially a thick fillet. Sometimes it gets a little bit destroyed. I like to cook those slowly. If the customer does not want it butterflied, I'll brown the outside and finish it in the oven a little more slowly. I've done it in a pan, basting it with a lid about halfway over. You're almost braising it, which is our technique for the day, braising, which means to brown a product and cook it in a little bit of liquid, not boiled, not stewed very much, but liquid about halfway up the product. So when you're butterflying now, if you're making, if you see a dish called a paillard, P-A-I-L-L-A-R-D, that is usually a thin cutlet or chicken breast, and that normally will have been either flattened with the batti carne or butterflied, again, cut very, so it's very thin, cooks very quickly. This is great for sautéing, which you don't need to use so much fat for. You just need a little bit of butter or oil, and you want things, veal scallopinis, things like that. You want them to cook quickly with a minimum of fat and get them a little bit brown. So this is where you would butterfly. We do it with our Jägerschnitzel, our pork schnitzel at the restaurant. We take pork loin and we'll cut the portion size and then cut through again almost all the way. Sometimes we do two cutlets, depending. We want to get the portion size right, but ideally it is butterflied and then also flattened with the batti carne. We want it very thin. You'll see down south the what they call tenderloin sandwich, the pork loin actually, and they'll butterfly it and pound it till it's paper thin, and then flour and deep fry it, and that goes on the roll. Nice, cook quickly like that. Very good. Now, also, if we're butterflying, leads into the dish for the day. Celebrating, of course, Italian food. When we come back after the break for news and weather, we'll talk about braciole, which in this case we will use our butterflying and or our batti carne, and we will braise it. So all the bees kind of came together with an Italian food festival. When we come back, Chef Bill's Table after the news.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. A massive march of a million against terrorism in Paris, including many world leaders with one notable exception. USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel was there. So was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, French President Francois Hollande, and even Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. But President Obama was a no-show for a march and rally that drew a million people days after 12 people were shot at a satirical newspaper in France. British Prime Minister David Cameron was in attendance and spoke out boldly against Islamic terrorism.
A threat of fanatical extremism, and we have to confront that in every way we can. That means maintaining strong security, investing in our security services. It means being very vigilant.
The president's public schedule for Sunday was empty, and the White House has yet offered no explanation as to why the president did not join the other world leaders at the French rally.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Got a little drizzle outside right now, high toward the upper 30s, mid to upper 30s today. Tonight, rain and snow likely, mainly before midnight. Chance of precip around 60%. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high near 29. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, low around 12. Wednesday, slight chance of snow after 8 in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny, high near 31. Only 20% chance on Wednesday, a little bit cloudy on the overnight Wednesday, low around 20. Sunny on Thursday, high in the mid-30s, low in the 20s Thursday night. Sunny again on Friday, high in the mid-30s, and then Friday night clear, low in the teens. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. Table here. Talk about Brajol. Anybody familiar with Italian cuisine? It usually refers to a little meat, a steak roll, a steak, beef, could be pork, could be veal, broccolini, something small. Or you could make a large one and slice it. And other cuisines have, I think German cuisine is like a stuffed flank steak. Many times cultures will do this as a way to stretch out the meat a little bit and flavor it. The brajol that we're going to make is going to be braised. Braising, of course, involves browning the product first and then cooking it in a little bit of liquid, not buried in liquid like soup, but just a little bit to keep things moist. And, of course, as the liquid reduces, picks up some of the flavor of the product and adds its own flavor to the product. And then from that little pan juices, normally we can make some kind of sauce or a little bit of glaze to go over our brajol. And when I worked in Italian restaurants, we would actually braise the brajol in the tomato sauce. That was always the Sunday dinner for a lot of people. You'd have the you'd have your homemade sausage and you have some meatballs and have brajols. We used to make our tomato sauce, the gravy, every day, and tied in with that, of course, we would cook meatballs and sausage and brajol right in the sauce. So all those nice flavors got into the sauce, and then the sauce, of course, helps cook the meat and keep it nice and tender, nice and moist. So what is a brajol? It's basically a thin slice of meat. It could be beef, veal, pork. Normally, you'll see it referred to beef. And you can use something like a top round. Very lean is okay for this. Or sirloin. And not sirloin, not the shell steak, the strip steak with the marbling in it, but actually the more from the hip would be a nice cut to use for this. Now, it needs to be thinly sliced. So if you're buying it in the store, you have the steak is already a certain thickness, you may need to butterfly it with a sharp knife, go cut through again to make the product thinner. Or you could take your pate carne and pound it out, either way. But you want to make it thin. I like to work with the knife in this case. If you have the advantage of going to a butcher, you could actually have the butcher slice it very thinly on the meat slicer, which we would do in restaurants. You're doing a lot of it, you know, a whole top round or something. You're making 40 or 50 of them at a time, and we would just slice it thin, just like you would for a, not as thin as a carpaccio, but fairly thin. Think of like your veal scallopini or your cutlet, that type of thing. So actually, all this is a cutlet. Now, a brajol fritti, F-R-I-T-T-I, the fried one, is actually is nothing more than that. It's a cutlet. It could be beef or veal, even pork. Sometimes, you know, you see it'd be a costolette, it would be Milanese, which means breaded. But really, you could take a leaner beef. It's tough to fry beef. Now, if it's, say, chicken fried steak down in our southern states or down in Texas, there, you're using usually the cheapest cuts, very lean, and pounded thin, and then they're kind of double dusted and fried. And that was kind of a version that came from Italians that had settled there, and they remembered the Milanese, the fried cutlets from their home country, and they just adapted with the beef here and made something similar. So a brajola is the thin slice of meat, so if you have a brajola fritti, it would be actually just thin cutlets that were simply fried. And when you do this, you would just marinate in the eggs. You don't traditionally use the flour, egg, and breadcrumb. Let them sit in the cutlets sit in the eggs for about an hour. That'll let the proteins get in there, and then you have your nice coating for it. But more traditionally, we think of the brajol as a roll that's stuffed with various things, various ingredients, some used to stretch it out, but really we go for more for things for flavor. There's one classic version that calls for some diced artichoke, and usually you'll see egg in a brajol, hard-cooked eggs, which we used to do. This one calls for actually making a thin omelet, just a flat omelet with eggs and some Parmesan. And you let this omelet cool and then save for 12 ounces, 3/4 of a pound of meat. You get some, say, 4 cutlets out of that. And in laid out on the beef would be about 1/4 of the omelet for each one. Chop some pancetta or salt pork. I like to use prosciutto. The pancetta is good. It's unsmoked bacon. And, of course, salt pork is similar. But the pancetta usually cured with some wine and other seasonings also. Very flavorful. And if you're doing this, you want it sliced very thinly and chopped finely. The other option would be to use prosciutto. We used to do actually a thin slice of prosciutto, almost like a saltimbocca, and lay it the same size as the cutlet. And so you have a little bit of garlic, some salt and pepper, maybe some basil or an herb, not too much. And you'll have this in the center. You roll it up, and you could either tie it with a thread. That would be traditional, a lot of work, or toothpicks. Toothpicks are a little tough because sometimes the meat bunches up. It's kind of hard to brown them. So that's why if you have the little bit of thread or string, it would if you have the patience to tie these up, that would come out a little bit better. And then you'll brown them for about 15 minutes. Just turn them around slowly, let them brown. Of course, they're cooking all this time. Then add some dry red wine, and you'll partly cover. You want a little bit of steam to go in there, and as the wine cook down to a glaze, then you add some broth. It could be chicken broth or beef broth, and then finish cooking until they're tender. Now, if you're using sirloin, of course, it's not going to take as long as if you're using the round. The round may take a little longer to braise. You'll know when it's tender. Just chefs get a little advantage there. Just take a little nip off the end there and taste it. So another way to do this would be to, I think most restaurants, do the hard-cooked egg and maybe, say, a chopped spinach mixture. We still like the salt pork or the pancetta or prosciutto inside. As I said, if you can chop it up finely or just lay a thin slice over the meat before you wrap it up. If you're doing the spinach, of course, be better to blanch it first. Blanching, another B word, which means partially cook and then cool it off so you can chop it. And what you'll do is you have some hard-cooked egg, and you'll cut them in quarters lengthwise and just kind of put a couple of egg quarters in each one, and then, again, roll it up and use either the toothpicks or tie it with the string, and you'll have your little brajoles. Make them any size you want. If, 3-4 ounces is fine because you are stuffing them with things, so you end up with a decent-sized product. And, again, cooking these in a little red wine or white wine, depending on your preference, and a little broth, and you'll just simply reduce those pan juices and serve those over top. The other way is, like we used to do in the restaurants, is if you're making a pot of sauce, is you could actually, once they're browned, you could actually poach them right in the tomato sauce as it's simmering away there. You don't want it boiling too hard, but just gently simmer the brajole right in the sauce, and then sauce picks up kind of some of the flavors from the meat. So either way is good. Have a stuffed steak roll called a brajole. We've got a break of the quarter hour here for a few messages, and we'll be back at the table. Here come those Saturday winds again.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose, in that you're no longer thirsty, and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Right, back at the table here. So, our Brajol. Now, we've discussed how to make individual ones, which is many times, of course, restaurants, that's what we would do. Or even for home style, it's cook a little bit quicker. You can also make a large one. Take the whole 3/4 of a pound or so of sirloin or round and butterfly it. And if you're tying, of course, this might make it a little bit easier, because you're just tying the one piece instead of all those little tiny pieces. So you'd butterfly it and then get it, you know, spread out, and again put in your chopped mixture of your pancetta, or some people even put sausage meat in there. And of course you're braising it, you're cooking it slowly, so you can put the raw sausage in there, no problem. That would actually be very good. Kind of a stretcher. Also add the nice different flavor to it. I would think sausage and spinach and a leg would be a great filling for a larger brujol. And this you'd roll up and tie just like a sausage. Tie at intervals or like tying a roast. And, of course, it's going to take a little longer to cook. You'll brown it, again, in the larger pan. Do it slowly and just get it browned all over. And then add your wine or your sauce, whatever you're going to braise it in. So it might take 12, 15 minutes to brown it, you know, slowly. And then could be another 15, 20 minutes, could be longer. Again, if you're using sirloin, it's going to be a little more tender. But this is a dish that you can slice just like a roast. So you've got kind of a stuffed steak, if you will, and slice it like a roast. It could be served cold, which would be kind of neat, especially if you have sausage. It's almost like a pate with the meat around it there. So many ways you could go with this. Probably with the price of steaks going up, maybe this would be the way to go. Another simple way you could do it, even if you want to fill them, is little steak rolls. Again, would be little brajolines with a good steak. And simply season them. Again, if you want to put a little pancetta or pork in there or anything you like, but just roll the steaks up and tie them or toothpick them and just cook them very quickly, just little steak rolls. Now, there's a version, negimaki, that we get in the, I've gotten them in Thai restaurants before. And it's good meat, sirloin or tenderloin. And what they'll do is roll it around a scallion, trim up a scallion and roll the meat around that, toothpick it, and then you can marinate or not marinate. I like to make a soy ginger glaze for these and just grill them. Very tender steak with the scallion. They actually done a version of that with some blanched asparagus also, if you like, or even a julienne of zucchini and carrot. But you can see, you know, different cultures, we always try to figure out a way to have tasty little morsels, especially with steak, if you're not eating a lot of it for whatever reasons, but you want something really tasty instead of just a plain old pan-fried or broiled steak, maybe rolled like this. Create a little sauce, and you have something special. This is the night of the expanding man. Another term it reminds me of when we're talking about these stuffed steak rolls is something called a ballotine. And if you ever see that on a menu, a ballotine or a recipe, it's normally refers to a poultry and usually the leg. Another term might be jambonneau, a little ham, something done, say a boneless chicken leg. If you get chicken leg, which is the thigh drumstick, and you'll take out the bone, just slice down the inside there, remove the bone, and then you have a flat piece open up again. You can pound it with your pate de carne, get it stretched out a little bit, and then make a filling to go inside. Often the classic would be a mushroom duxelle, but you could certainly do maybe even a poultry sausage or something. And again, roll it back up, and you can either stitch it, sew it up with the butcher's needle, or you could tie it. Some chefs will also, if you get a hold of some caul fat, very lacy, thin, it looks like white lace almost. And these we wrap things in caul fat because that product kind of disappears as it cooks, but it bastes and keeps the product moist. Leads us to another B word. You ever see the term barding? B-A-R-D. Or sometimes interchanged with larding. think, oh, larding is fat. Well, yes, that's exactly what it is. And what we'll do is take lean meats, especially game, back years ago when a lot of the meat was harvested, not raised, domesticated, that you need to add some fat to it. So if you have a lean roast, simple example of that would be a filet mignon wrapped in bacon. Filet is very tender, very lean. Sometimes you want something to add a little, you know, a little protection on the outside, add some flavor to it. So it would wrap it in bacon, and this in a way is barding or larding. Sometimes little strips of the fat are inserted with a butcher's needle or a tip of a knife right into the meat itself, so it kind of bastes the inside. But normally, I know when we used to do game birds, you know, instead of plucking, we'd skin them, say pheasants, things like, you know, birds like that. And then we would lard them or bard them with thin bacon. So you've got something on the outside. Because the skin's not there, you have something to keep the meat from drying out. And then finally, another term that kind of ran across, another B term, blind baking. That doesn't mean you're doing it with the lights out, right? It means you'll see recipes, especially for sometimes for pies that are going to be just filled and not baked again. I've done it with a nut tart where I did a kind of a shortbread crust and blind baked it. I wanted to, I don't want the filling to soak in the crust. I want the crust to stay very, very crispy. So blind baking, you have your pie pastry. And you can either use dried beans, meaning, you know, pinto beans or cannellinis, anything like that. Or you have something called pie weights. They could be like little marbles or little pellets. What you do is line the product with some foil or baking parchment paper. And then you put these weights in there because what that does is keep the dough from bubbling up as it bakes. Now, normally you would dock the dough. It's a D term that might come down the road. Put little holes in it so you don't get that bubbling. But you really want it to the dough not to puff up, to stay flat. So you have these weights and you blind bake. So you've baked your crust and then you remove the weights, let the crust cool, and then put your filling in. If you're going to return it to the oven, that's fine. Or sometimes if it's just a cream pie, you want the crust already cooked. And then add your filling, but that's blind baking. So, I guess that wraps it up. So, butterfly your meat for braciole, flatten it with your batte carne, and then braise it, and celebrate Italian cuisines this week. Authentic ones. Try to seek out the simplest recipes. Anyway, we got to run, head out. Soup from ShopRite should be up next, and we'll talk to you next week. Chef Bill's Table.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. A massive march of a million against terrorism in Paris, including many world leaders with one notable exception. USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel was there. So was Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, French President Francois Hollande, and even Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. But President Obama was a no-show for a march and rally that drew a million people days after 12 people were shot at a satirical newspaper in France. British Prime Minister David Cameron was in attendance and spoke out boldly against Islamic terrorism.
A threat of fanatical extremism, and we have to confront that in every way we can. That means maintaining strong security, investing in our security services. It means being very vigilant.
The president's public schedule for Sunday was empty, and the White